Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. We're live here today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Let me ask a question about health today. How's your health? How's your physical health? How's your mental health? It is a gift from God. And for your life, we're here to focus on some intentional things you can do for your health. And we need your help in doing this as you share your stories of one thing that you're doing for your mental or physical health. This is the Intentional Living Center, and let me get the phone number to you right off. It's 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And when you ring, it comes right here into the studio. We'd love to talk to you today as we focus on what it means to have an intentional life in Christ. And today we're focusing on health, one of the five essential areas of life. What are the other four? Here we go. Faith, number one, of course, foundational for everything. Faith in what? You have faith in God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we believe. Faith in something bigger than ourselves that transcends our own human existence and experience. Number two is our relationships. That's an essential area, primarily our marriage, or if you're single, relationships, family relationships, so on. Third area is our finances. We know that's important. Work, of course, huge. And then health. And when we think of health, I don't think only of physical, that comes to mind, but what about mental health? We do things to mess up our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, and so on. What are some one things that you've done, are doing right now to take care of your health? A gift from God. It really is. Sad to see people who throw away their health with either bad habits or decisions. You know, sometimes there's genetic realities. We have no, you know, it is what it is. But to a great extent, there are things that we can control. Now, I'm not a physician, so I'm not here giving medical advice today. Just common sense as we hear you all on some practical things you're doing for your health. Join the discussion on Facebook as well. Lots of posts coming in already with the question, what is one thing you do to be healthy? You can call me with that at 888-888-1717 or go to Facebook/intentionalliving. Barbara says she eats lots of yogurt, tons of yogurt. That's a lot of yogurt for the probiotics. Denise says, right now, I'm doing nothing for my health. Let me see. Evelyn says, eat fresh. I think that's wise. So much today, you know, so much food is processed. Eating as much fresh as we can is good. Kelly's got great advice, drinking lots of water. That's one thing I don't do. I don't get thirsty all that much. And living in the desert, I should, but I don't. I know I need to drink more. My wife reminds me. Jenny says, jog, exercise. I think that's important. I think when you think about it, it really does come down to just a few things. Exercise, taking care of our body to the extent that we can exercise with doctor's permission. What we put into our body, in other words, what we eat, how much, what kind of food. Stress management, I think, is a third area. You think about how we manage stress. We all have stress. It's distress that's a problem. And when stress becomes distressful, because everybody deals with it differently, that's damaging to the body. And then I think knowing your numbers is another thing about your health. What do I mean by that? Have you seen your doctor recently? Are you keeping up with your blood pressure, your other blood reports, you know, your body mass index, which is a number today, these kind of things. Knowing your numbers. I think there's some basic numbers we should know for ourselves. Let's face it. You check your oil, don't you, in your car? I mean, you check the gauge, and we need to check the numbers as well. Know the numbers. Okay, come join us, 888-888-1717.
Hello, Randy. My name is Thomas from Topeka, Kansas. I want you to know that I have intentionally, for my health, I went to the hospital with a kidney stone, and come to find out, end up having a heart attack on the table. I need to have a triple bypass, but I wanted to know that my living is intentional. I'm eating healthy, just lost a little over 400 pounds. My eating's intentional, I'm eating healthy now. Just changing things, being intentional in trying to do things to save my health, save my life. And I just want you to know I appreciate your program so much. Lord bless you, and you have a great day.
Wow. Congratulations. Did he say 400 pounds? Wow. Hey, Kelly is in Florida. Let's find out what she's doing. Kelly, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you today?
I'm doing good.
What do you do for your health, Kelly?
What I do is I drink half my weight in ounces of water every day.
So if we ask how many ounces you drink, we'd know how much you weigh, wouldn't we?
Yes.
We won't ask. So you take your body weight and divide it by 2 in pounds, and that's how many ounces you drink?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Now, is this, you come up with this yourself? Did your doctor talk to you about this? How'd you come up with that?
I heard it a lot on the internet, and, you know, our body is 70% water, and it just, people who are not hydrated, they crave food, but it's not that you're hungry, it's that you're thirsty. So just drinking and making sure you're hydrated properly, it keeps you from overeating, and it just keeps me energized because it's like the cells in my body are awake.
I think you're absolutely right, Kelly. I've got my bottled water right here, in fact, right in front of me. You guys bring me every day. And I think as we take care of staying hydrated, that's an important thing. Good advice. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right. Now, if you drink half your weight and you're way overweight, that may be, you may float away. I don't know. That's interesting. All right. Is it Thea? Thea, welcome to the program.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. What have you done for your health?
Well, I started swimming, and I was tired of being obese. I have lost 50 pounds.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm still at 200, so I have a ways to go, but I am feeling a lot better.
Yeah, so what other things you're doing? How are you doing that?
Well, besides the swimming, I'm eating right.
Okay.
I'm eating less.
How do you do that? Do you just... I mean, how do you intentionally eat less, making sure that this less?
I intentionally eat less by getting a smaller plate.
Uh-huh. That works.
And making it so that it's full, you know, and it tricks my mind into thinking I'm eating more or something. I don't know. But I also drink a lot of water, too. So.
You ever notice you go out to restaurants now, the plates are huge. I mean, just physically, the plates are huge. And then they loaded up. Our plates at home, you can see they're bigger. I can remember they're bigger now than they were when we were younger. And I know the research is if you have smaller plates, you tend to eat less. If you journal everything you eat, you write it down, you tend to eat less. And so you just very intentionally got serious about this. There was like one day you woke up and said, enough of this, I'm going to make a change in my life.
Well, I pray a lot, too, you know, and God convicted me. And it was like he was saying, Thea, you are better than this. And I listened.
It's a good reminder. We are better than the way we treat ourselves sometimes, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Thea, thank you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. It's great. Let's see if we can get Joy on here as well from Arizona. Hey, Joy, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are you doing for your health?
Oh, lots of things. First of all, I'm a valley fever survivor, and I lost 80% of a lung.
Now, people who don't know, who don't live in the desert, these are spores that come out of the dirt and so on that can land in your lungs. And
exactly.
So yours turned south. You had a real problem with it.
Right. It didn't disseminate, but I was 13 days in the hospital. I had a pneumothorax for 2.5, which collapsed lung, for 2.5 months. And the surgeon said to me, and it's all about what I went into it, my health, and coming out of it, said, by all regards, you should be dead. Nobody walks around with a collapsed lung for 2.5 months. Going into it, I was a yoga teacher 10 years. I'm still a yoga teacher. And I was then a vegan. I'm not anymore. Because I need the protein. And what do I do and what do I continue to do? I spoke last night at Changing Hands Bookstore. The immune system has to be kept in check. It just has to be. And by that, I do yoga, meditate. I don't eat grains, no grains, limit my sugar, and I'm very active. So if you were to look at me, you would say, you don't look like you only have 20% of a lung, and I face death. They had the last rites, the whole bit. So I'm testimonial to keeping stress low, good immune system, stay active, exercise, breathe. We all got to breathe, and just be aware.
You know, I think when we talk about meditation, Joy, as a Christian, there's many of us are concerned about meditation. What do we meditate on, and what's the focus spiritually? Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a big movement with mindfulness training and so on today, being aware of where we are in this moment. But as Christians, making sure that we keep Christ at the center of these meditation, that we keep our spiritual relationship with Him.
Exactly.
How does your spiritual life fit into all of this, Joy?
Okay, and I use the word meditation because I never knew who the audience is. To me, it's be still.
Yeah.
Be still. If I'm out hiking and I go to church and I call it my woods because I think God does great packaging, I am totally at one. You know, I might have a conversation with God. I might shed some tears. I might shake a fist. But I always come back to what you're talking about, the soul, the center of it all. And I work with cancer patients.
Mm.
And truly, in fact, last night in the book discussion, the man who has the disseminated valley fever, he said, it wasn't until I connected spiritually and prayer that I really found that I was able to deal with all that I'm dealing with.
And I think so many of us are so busy doing, we don't connect with that spiritual part of our relationship with our Creator. Joy, thank you, and God bless you. We pray that your health will continue to improve, and as you help others, you stay at it. Talking about health today, being intentionally healthy. Can you do that mentally and physically? How do you do it? 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Christina from Alamosa, Colorado, and one of the things that I'm doing to maintain my mental health is to try to have good physical health. So I try and exercise regularly and really get a good cardio workout and get really the endorphins, and I feel like I can think a lot clearly. Something that I do when I'm working out is trying to meditate on scriptures, like take every thought captive until it lines up in obedience with Jesus Christ. So that's what I've been doing intentionally to try to have great mental health. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Hey, thank you. Great ideas coming in on Facebook as well. Daniel says, started commuting to work on a bicycle. Good way to get consistent exercise. Unlike the gym, workout isn't over until you arrive. And that's a legitimate motivation. Also, when I'm riding, my body craves healthy food, proteins, fruits, and vegetables, and so on, and dislikes some of the junk food. Denise says, exercise daily, eat healthy. Jenny says, I work out 6 days each week. Good thoughts. Hey, listen, as Christians, should we take a different view of our health than the world? 888-888-1717 is the number. I'd love to have you come and join us as we focus today on our health and what that means. Hey, just before I get back to calls, a couple things. You're a new listener, perhaps. Intentional Living Center is a place on the planet where we focus on educating, researching, and studying not only how we relate to each other and how we live our lives, but how all of this is foundational on Scripture, what the Bible teaches. Is the Bible an authoritative book for the believer? Absolutely. And the Bible teaches us that we need to have an understanding in our faith walk of where we're headed. You know, even Paul said, I forget what's behind and I press toward the goal. What's the picture that you have? What is the picture you have for your health, for instance? Is it just to be healthy, to honor yourself and look good, or is it to honor God, to honor Christ? What's the picture you have for your marriage? What's the picture or the goal that you have, the vision for the future, if you please? So we have to have not only a great picture, a great goal, a great vision, but we also have to have the habits. These are the two pieces of intentional living, the right goals and the right habits. Put together, those two can change your life. And as followers of Christ, we need to be the best, you know, in understanding what the vision is and what the habits are. For it's true that we are saved by faith. There's nothing we can do to get saved. That's God's work. But we decide every day how we're going to live. That's something we do have control over. Okay, let's go to Christy in Michigan. Hey there, Christy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Good, good. What do you do for your health?
I do praise moves. I'm a certified praise moves instructor.
What is a praise move?
It's called praise moves. It's an exercise practice that combines Christian worship and stretching exercises.
Huh. And what difference has it made for you, Christy?
I've lost some weight. I can play with my kids more. I'm more stretchable.
Yeah.
My joints aren't so tight.
It's good.
We got to free up the joints before we can free up the bone or the muscles. And you know, to get them all moving better.
Well, I agree with you totally. I find as you get older, especially, the stretching is so important. Did you know that the word intend, we talk about intentional, do you realize the root of the word intentional comes from the Latin T-E-N-D, tend, right in the middle of intend? And you use that word, you use those letters in words like not only intentional, but also in tendon or extend. In other words, the root of the word intentional means to stretch, Christy. That's what it means, to stretch. And that's what God wants us to do, not only to stretch our tendons and our muscles for our physical health, but to stretch spiritually in our faith walk with Him. There's something about health spiritually, physically, in all areas when we're willing to stretch and get out of the current position and just stretch. Talking health today, come join us. Thank you, Christy. 888-888-1717. First of all, to cultivate more aha moments, listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, the scripture is very clear that the Holy Spirit is our comforter and our guide. And I think so often for many of us, it's easy just to get into our heads and be practical and do the next thing and not stop as a believer and say, God, speak to my spirit. I mean, spirit to spirit. We either believe that the Holy Spirit will be with us when we have these moments that we have to understand what to do next, or we don't. And with the scripture telling us that the Holy Spirit is with us, you know, the greatest prayer we can pray is, Lord, just help me. Lord, reveal yourself to me. I'm confused. I don't know what to do next. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching called Aha Moments Can Change Your Life. And I believe that. I don't know how God speaks to you. I think He speaks to each of us. We know through His Word, obviously. So if you're not reading Scripture, that part of the communication is off. He speaks to us through other people. Are you listening to godly people, wise counsel? God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit, spirit to spirit. And, you know, sometimes we get in such a chaotic episode in our life, and with all the noise and all the things that are going on today, it's hard to see that channel close down as well. The more of those channels you leave open to allow God to speak to you, the more likely you are to have an aha moment. That's this month's teaching. I'm really excited about it, because if you don't have and deal with the aha moments in an appropriate way, you're going to have some oh no moments. And I talk about those. You don't want those. And I know for a fact you're going to have less oh no moments if you deal with the aha moments in an appropriate godly way. It's the teaching this month. Members, watch for it. And listen, if you're not a member, come and join us. It's our monthly way of saying thanks and also to encourage you on your journey. This is our final month of our fiscal year. We wrap up at the end of June. And I want to say thanks to those of you who are being generous already to help us close out strong, because we've been behind where we need to be. And I want you to know that the first $3,000 given this month to help the ministry at the end of this fiscal year will be matched dollar for dollar right now. Would you join us? Thank you. I appreciate it. Your support means a lot. Please just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 4 to talk to our team. And I just want to say thanks for helping us finish strong today. We appreciate it. What do you do if a blended family isn't blending? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Remember, in a blended family, you're typically joining in during the second or third act of the play that was written before you even showed up, without helping to even write the script. And when you step into the play, you may be disrupting a play that was already in process. And that's a reality. Remember that each person brings their own hurts and expectations and anger to the situation we call a blended family. So don't try to rewrite the script too soon, but intentionally stand together. And can I encourage you and your blended family to be patient, to play your supportive role, to help your spouse to be successful in raising their children, stand together, pray for each other, and when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks again, Kurt. Appreciate that. Listen, this is how to be intentional with your health. It's one of the five essential areas. We don't talk often about it. Probably we don't talk enough about it on the air. And maybe it's because this is one of the areas I wrestle with. Because our health is a gift from God, and we need to take care of it. We're not perfect. You know, we have genetic factors, and we have reality issues, and we've got age issues. But we want to be good stewards to take care of our health, to honor Christ. And to do that, that's intentional living. Love to hear your story. Thank you for sharing with us today. Our comment line is open at 888-888-1717, press number 2. And again, I want to thank those of you who've been responding so faithfully to the ministry. What a blessing. Thank you for hearing the challenge and responding to it. Okay, Monty's on the line in Arizona. Hi, Monty. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. What are you doing to preserve your health?
Well, I used to be really active, outdoorsy type person, very healthy, and I would get sick every February. I would make it through the winter, and I'd be so happy, and then it hit me every February. And I recall about 6 years of that. And I would get the super sore throat, scratchy, just totally wiped out. And I read in a book, It's What We Speak. You know, the Bible's got hundreds of verses about the way we speak. It's the way God made this world. And it said in there, it's because of the way I speak. So for almost 30 years, I've never been sick. I haven't had to go to the doctor just because I changed what I said. And I picked up viruses. I got the West Nile. Mm. I've got the cold germs. I pick up stuff. I remember going to a thrift store and buying a used table and just picked up tons of germs. And I could feel that stuff, but that's especially the time when I really need to speak it. But I conscientiously teach this. I speak it daily. I thank God for my health every time I think it. And I want to encourage people to write this down, to say, I am happy, healthy, and prosperous. You know, 3 John 1:2 says, above all else, that I wish that thou shalt prosper and be in good health as thy soul prospers. And write it down, because you need to remember to do this, because we'll get healthy and forget and get lax. And I hear preachers sometimes forgetting this, and I want you to write it down a bunch of places so you find it in months or years. Mm. My wife used to be real sickly. Her mom was an alcoholic and abandoned her at age 7 and hadn't seen her since. And she was a real small gal and had all kinds of health challenges. And as soon as she started doing it, and I keep on top of her to say that, she was teaching it after 7 or 8 years and hasn't gotten sick since.
You know, it's interesting, Monty, so, that there's so much, you know, the body, our mind is connected to our body, and, you know, it's all connected. And it impacts so many different areas of our life spiritually. We talk about head, heart, and hand here, and we add attitude and, of course, the Spirit of God that resides in us, and our thinking does impact. There's no question about it. Thinking can impact our all areas of our body and how we relate. And so it's a good reminder to speak the truth. Doesn't the Bible say that in Philippians 4:8 for sure? Okay, I got to move on. Thank you, Monty. Appreciate it. Good advice. Let's go to Tina. Tina, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. What are you doing for your health?
Well, our family, we've been trying to eat more healthier, and we got rid of pop and chips. And,
good.
But to make it a little bit fun, we've started a competition where we weigh in every Saturday at the same time.
Oh.
And I also have a preemie grandson. He'll be 1 in July. And if he gains more weight than we lose, then we have to spend an hour playing with him as a family. And if whoever loses the most weight gets to decide what we do as a family for that weekend.
All right, so your goal of your family is to eat more healthy and get rid of body fat, to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And has this been working for you guys?
Yeah, it has. Even my oldest daughter and my grandson are living with us because the dad's in the Army. And the days I don't work, we'll
we'll do like stretches together and stuff. So we try to exercise too. And,
good for
and
you.
Take walks.
Yeah. You know, we know that when people do things in community, when they walk together or they're committed to getting up and going to the gym together or ride the bike together, there tends to be more accountability, and that's a good thing. Very good. All right. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it. Today, speaking of health, and my one thing is to drink more water, and I just finished my 16-ounce bottle of water. My one thing. I've accomplished it during this half hour.
I just want to say that every time when I'm able and I'm driving in the car and I put the radio on and you're on, you always minister concerning my children, my marriage, everything. And it's really blessed me. I know it's all based scripturally, everything that you put out there. And I just want to thank your ministry, thank the ministry Intentional Living. Keep going, don't stop, because we parents need that direction from God.
Well, we're going to stay at it, and I thank you for that encouragement. I appreciate it. Every time I hear a testimony, I'm reminded why intentional living exists. You know, the scripture that we refer to often is in Ephesians 5:10, where in a paraphrase it says, to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Now, why do we do that? We do that because we love Him, because we know He is God and we are not. And when we give Him glory for whatever we're doing, we have that focus, that intentionality. He gets the glory, but here's a little secret. You're going to get the benefit. We've seen it in the lives of people. Think about it. Just logical sense. That if you're doing the next right one thing, according to God's intention, the way you're wired in your marriage is going to be better. You're going to benefit with your finances. You do what God says, your finances are going to benefit. That's true for your health, your work, your relationships, your family, your kids. When you don't, not so much. And so that's what intentional living is all about. I thank those of you who make it possible. By the way, if you missed today's program or any of our programs, they're all available on podcast, and wherever you find your podcast, we're there. Just put in intentional living and you'll find us. I want to thank those of you who are supporting us, and this month especially as we wrap up our fiscal year, and that very special gift, that beautiful print by my wife Donna, along with the principles of finishing strong, our gift to you for your special gift today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. See you next time.